3, 2, 1. Tommy Cooper alongside head coach Rob Murray for the rubber match in the third game this weekend, fourth this week with the Wednesday in Kansas City. Why don't we start off just by talking about maybe some lineup changes, both that kind of occurred mid-game last night with an injury and how you manage that, and then changes going into tonight.
Well, we lost Tyrell Goulburn after the first period, and as we speak, honestly, Tommy, I'm still waiting for a word whether he can play or not. And so we're just, waiting on that. And then, we're going pretty well the same. A lineup, Seibel will start tonight or this afternoon. But Goulburn's kind of a question mark. And if Goulburn is not willing or can't go, Amsball will go in his spot. But last night, it shortened the bench, obviously, and I wasn't too pleased with a couple other guys' game. And, for that reason, I think, as you noticed, probably mid-second period, we probably just, we went down the three lines. And that's fine, but, when the other team's rolling four, pretty consistent lines, sometimes it's... it takes its toll.
Well, you already mentioned his name and Jake Seibel. Is he his full action since that Wii Street game where he looked phenomenal, probably his best career game, shutout, great saves. Had a little bit of action last night, but can you kind of talk about his play maybe for some people that can't really remember if it's been, a month and change?
Yeah, well, Jake, unfortunately, that game in at Wii Street that night, the game that he got the shutout, he rolled his ankle late in the game, and then he was out for a long time. In the interim, I had traded for David Tendek. Tendy was playing well. Sibes was rehabbing. He's been ready for a little while here. Boots has been playing really well. Tendek's getting us wins too. So, we've had three goalies for a while, and Seibel's just kind of been sitting in the wings. And, I knew that one point or another down the stretch here that he would get another game. I plan on playing Tendek also within, obviously not today, but, next weekend. And so, these guys, all three of them have been, solid for us. And Sibes, especially the situation we were in 4 or 5 months ago when we finally found him after going through 4 or 5 other goalies. He was, he came in. It was refreshing to find a goalie that we felt confident in.
Certainly. And can you kind of dive in? Maybe obviously having these three guys that are all quality, what does that kind of do for you as a coach? You mentioned probably playing Tendek here in the last two games of the season. Is that both getting him some work and then also kind of looking forward into next season and just having a room that's so well reinforced, I should say?
Well, as far as next season goes, I can't speak to that. I don't know what San Diego will have for us. I mean, Clara is now playing in San Diego, the Italian kid, and I assume he's turning pro, like North American pro next year. And then you got Suchanek still, and Budiets is at the end of his contract, so I don't know what they're going to do with him. But my assumption is that they'll have two goalies for us for next year. So to answer that question, I don't have a crystal ball on what but if it was to come down to knowing that I'd have to fill a goalie spot with an ECHL contracted guy, I feel confident in both these guys. And that's again going forward, I can't really speak to that right now.
Well, a guy that leads the team in goals despite being injured for a little bit, and Easton Armstrong kind of working his way back from extended time off, whether injury or on reserve in general. We know what he's capable of, again, still the leading goal scorer. Seeing him on that fourth line kind of in and out with Amsball might change with Goulburn status with them both being in. But what does he kind of bring? Kind of the same thing. Haven't seen him in a while, minus these last few games and his pure goal scoring. How can you kind of get that going to end the season?
Well, Army's goal scoring, and I think we mentioned the other day, the majority of it is, he's got a great hand-eye coordination and he gets, tips. But last night, he couldn't get pucks out or pucks in and fell down about five times. You know, like he did not have a good game. When I said I shortened the bench, I didn't play him from about the 5 minute mark of the second period because I didn't feel comfortable putting him out there. And unfortunately, that's sometimes that's what we get out of Army. But when he's at his best, yes, you know, like he's a threat. And last night was one of those games. And you know, like the whole attitude of the team. And last night, you know, obviously we didn't, you know, it broke our winning streak. But you know, I still think we played hard. The guys care. And that's the thing. Like I always refer back to the Utah series a couple of years ago when we were mathematically eliminated the previous weekend and we had to go into Utah. And, you know, like you could just tell. I mean, guys are just, I mean, they're probably on Airbnb looking for beach houses to rent. And you know, but the guys this, you know, this year the stretch of games, again, I've really kind of patted the guys on the back for the effort that they've given. And but you know, last night no different. I thought it was a good game. I think we got out goaltended last night, and you know, that's been a big difference in our game, where our goaltender, like, you know, two nights ago, like I said in the interview, Boots stopped four or five breakaways. You know, didn't have any breakaways against last night. Mikhailian missed what, three, you know what I mean? So we had our share of chances last night. And but guys are, like I said, there's a certain attitude, a certain, and I don't even have to say anything. That's the good thing, Tommy. Like I was pleading and begging, and I didn't know what to do that series in Utah, other than look at Scott on the bench and go and just say, I just want to go home, because I knew the guys weren't trying anymore. And that is such a tough way to be, but the attitude and the effort that we're getting out of the guys right now, like it's remarkable, really. And you know, so we're, like I said, you know, my expectations is that these last three games, that's what we're going to get out of the guys.
And to wrap things up here, I usually talk about players that might be snake bitten, maybe a unit until last night that was snake bitten in the power play, finally getting one to go their way. You mentioned they had triggers that they were missing maybe in their cold streak. Was that the difference in that they figured out these triggers? They figured out maybe the penalty kill of Idaho or Barczewski himself. How did that goal kind of change things for them?
Well, I mean, it was... you know, like when it's all said and done, you know, again, we get out power played 5-2 again last night, and we're not an undisciplined team, and that's the thing. Like, you know, like we're just like some of the calls that we have been getting against us. I'm not gonna get myself in trouble with the league or anything, but I just don't like how some of these games have been, you know, lopsided as far as the penalties go. Like, I'd be the first to admit, like, oh, that was a stupid penalty. That was a stupid penalty. Like, we got to be better. Like, we can't be doing that stuff. But in the last couple of games, Tommy, like, I honestly, I'm shaking my head. I'm looking at Scott on the bench going, what happened? Like, where was the, like, I didn't see, like, you know, where it was determined that it should have been a penalty, you know? And but we're on the wrong side of that ledger every night. Getting back to your question, though. We scored on the rush, and you know, it was. I talked about triggers last night in the pregame interview, and that wasn't necessarily, let's call it, in the game plan. And but it opened up, and it was you know, Poli ended up open on the rush. It wasn't even a set play, and it was a great job of Jurecek finding him in the pocket for the opportunity.
Well, thank you as always for doing this, Coach, and good luck tonight.
Thanks, Tommy.